Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Now listen up, y'all. Shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. And if you miss any of today's show, rest assured, because you can catch it on the podcast. So just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and then also follow, rate, and review our pod. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. We got BJ Armstrong and Dave Kinney of Sports Rap Radio joining us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about that with Rob Parker. What exactly is Sports Rap Radio? So keep it locked for that. That'll be in about 30 minutes. But before that, we want to go to Tiger Woods, and of course, the Masters is around the corner, right? And so Tiger, of course, in the news, and he spoke. Do we have sound of Tiger? We do have sound of Tiger, and here he is.
What do you feel like you're capable of doing this week? What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more.
I don't
Chris,
think
why
things
are you ripping
will come,
Tiger Woods?
I don't think things will come together. That's what I know. Of course, if things come together, he could win. Rob, he was a huge Tiger Woods fan. I mean, it was what he did was awesome for golf. And I think he was, you can argue him or Jack Nicklaus. We can't belittle what Jack Nicklaus did. He was tremendous. So one of those, they're the two in the GOAT conversation, like LeBron and Jordan. But I don't know, Rob. I don't expect him to win. It's been a long time. I mean, he caught, Magic. When was that, Rob? Was that 20? I don't want to say 2015. It wasn't that long ago, was it?
Yeah, well, when he had a resurgence.
Yeah, a little bit. And he had that win.
But, Chris, let's go here, though. Tiger has withdrawn or missed a cut in four of his last six starts.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't. I'm not expecting anything. If it happens, great, but certainly not expecting
it. And his two finishes were a tie for 45th, Chris, in 2023, and a solo 47th finish in 2022 Masters. 47th.
Yeah.
This is a guy who obliterated the Masters, right?
Yep.
Cost me my marriage. I mean, what are we talking about?
Right. He had that last win in 2019, Rob. So it wasn't that long. I didn't think it was that long ago, but yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, I'll believe it when he, on the final day when he's in the running. But until then, I'm not expecting a lot from Tiger at this point. So no shame in that. But, Rob, you had an interesting kind of take on Tiger, and why don't you share it with us?
Chris, we know the impact that Tiger Woods has had on golf, right? Even to this day, when he's playing, the numbers are great.
Yep. To this day, think about that.
Oh, my God, Tiger. Right. Tiger's playing. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I got to watch. Yep. Yep. Because that's how magical he was when he first came on board.
Right.
Chris, and he had the TV ratings, people buying apparel, golf clubs, the black community watching golf. I told the story a million times. I'm on my honeymoon in Tokyo, and my wife and I are sitting on the bed watching, you know, him win the Masters at Augusta. Like, you know?
And we wonder why you're divorced.
Yeah, no. My putter wasn't that good, I guess. I'm just...
I forgot you had that drop.
Oh, like, Rob.
I forgot you had that drop, bro.
Rob, stop it. Stop.
I need that at my comedy clubs, you know what I'm saying? But Chris, I gotta admit, and I've been thinking about this. When it comes to his impact in the game of golf, I'm not talking about him and the numbers and TV and all that.
Right.
But I would have thought when Tiger Woods burst onto the scene, that we would have other black golfers follow behind him, that people picked up golf clubs and kids. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Tiger. And I'm not saying, Chris, 20 golfers. Do you know what I mean? No, I'm not saying 20.
Right.
But where are they? Where are the Tiger Woods golfers who followed him? That's what I'm shocked about. And you could educate me because I don't follow golf like that.
Right.
But I don't know of any. And I know there's some black golfers on the tour, Chris, but I don't know of any who have become a Tiger Woods, what do you call it?
Well, followed in his footsteps.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be, you know, highly rated pro.
Right.
Right? Legitimate.
Are you not surprised, Chris, that no one came? They started midnight golf programs, kid programs.
First tee.
Thank you.
One.
Chris, all of that. Well, nobody blossomed. Nobody came along. Where's Tiger's protege? I know his son has started to play, right?
We got to wait for him to come of age.
But you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Let me first say this, and I think you'll agree. Tiger definitely opened up the world of golf to African Americans.
Like never before, Chris.
I mean, like black people who never even gave golf a second thought were all of a sudden playing golf. I mean, I've been playing golf. I play about once a year, but I'm just saying. I golf now. I don't know. It's hard to say. If I only golf because, you know, other people that I knew and were friends with wanted to golf. And a lot of them got into it, started getting into it when Tiger, you know, kind of started doing his thing. Also, Rob, as we mentioned, the young, you know, a lot of people got their kids into golfing. So he has had an impact. Every year when I go up to Martha's Vineyard, I golf. You know, that's my one time a year pretty much. But a lot of blacks up there golfing. And so he has had that impact. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a story in USA Today that ran recently. It was in August of last year. So, you know, almost a year ago, maybe about 9 months, 8 months ago. And it was kind of addressing your same
point,
Rob.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that, Chris. This has just been something I've been thinking about personally. And it's shocking to me because you remember the Michael Jordan, and I know basketball is different from golf.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to – that's why I'm saying I didn't expect there to be 20 black golfers, you know what I mean, out of the Tiger Woods. But I did expect there to be a couple, Chris. I really did, who got the golf bug because they watched Tiger, somebody who looked like them, play golf at that level.
Yeah. I think there's several things. One, I mean, it still is an expensive sport. So that limits the number of people that are really going to, you know, and obviously African-Americans are in a different economic, or as a whole, economic situation than whites. So that right there, Rob, just, I mean, think about, it's one thing to go play at a public course, right? But to actually play enough and, you know, get to the level where you can really compete to be a pro, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And we talk about it with baseball, how they have these showcases that high school kids have to pay $500, $1,000,
right, maybe for a little weekend, more Chris.
For a weekend in front of scouts. So I think that is a problem, the money that you have to spend. And I, you know, outside of that, I think that's probably one of the major things. I don't know, do black kids lose interest in golf? I mean, let's face it, I don't even remember, like, I don't know where the great golfers, what do they do? Because I didn't know that many in high school. There's guys that golf, but it's just not a hugely popular sport, you know, on the younger levels.
No. But they're high school golf teams.
Yeah, they're golf teams.
You know, in college at HBCU, who was it, the basketball player?
Steph Curry started one.
Well, Steph had a golf.
He funded the program at Howard.
There you go. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm just surprised that during that era when he was so dominant and people were watching and people were tuning in, Chris, and people were buying golf clubs and people were like, man, that there weren't a handful, 3-4 guys who wound up following in his footsteps and become golfers.
This article says today, the one in USA Today, the most prominent black player competes in LIV golf. Name is Harold Varner III.
Okay.
While Cameron Champ and Joseph Bramlett have had some success on the PGA Tour. But
so there's three names, huh?
But yeah. And my thing, Rob, I mean, obviously, again, economics can be an obstacle. There are certain sports that are just more expensive, and that's an obstacle to people that may not have as much money.
And Chris, those three guys you mentioned.
But as long as we're getting the opportunities, then it is what it is. I don't know if not as many blacks want to play, they want to play more football or basketball or baseball or something, then so be it. But I agree with you. And the same thing, now, we've seen a few more blacks in tennis, Rob, but some of those are from, like, Europe and stuff.
Right.
And so you could say the same thing for Serena and Venus, you know?
Yeah.
You thought that there'd be – I know you had great black tennis players before them, Arthur Ashe,
right,
and others. But, you know, we never really saw a huge jump from them either. Probably a little more. Coco Gauff, you know, you see a few more here and there, but not certainly more than golf, but not like it's becoming a real huge sport among
African-Americans. And the three guys you just mentioned, Chris, they've combined for three PGA Tour wins, right, and one LIV Golf tournament win. That's across 33 years combined.
So they're that.
So then, yeah, you know what I mean?
They've been
around
a while.
They've been a while, right? And they have, and they've won four tournaments in combined 33 professional years. So that's hardly the Tiger factor. Yeah, I'm not blaming him. I'm just surprised. That's all. That some kid didn't come along, and you go, wow, you know. And his story is very obvious. Hey, I saw Tiger Woods when I was six, and my dad bought me clubs. And blah 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 blah, and I loved it, you know, and it got me into it.
Yeah, that's a possibility. You're right. It's interesting. I wonder if he's raised the popularity of the sport among Coblin Asians, though.
Whatever that is, Chris, you crazy.
Maybe not blacks, but Coblin Asians are playing it like crazy.
Yeah, is that what it is? I told you that day when he said that on Oprah is when I took my Tiger Woods golf stuff to the Salvation Army.
Is that real?
Real story.
Really? You took it? Wow.
I was so – I just didn't even understand. Chris, I was just like – I was taken aback by it, really. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that he can't identify as mixed heritage, but his dad's black. He has black skin. I was really taken aback by it.
Wow. I mean, I like, you know, obviously blacks and even biracial people to identify as black, because that's historically
Barack Obama. That, well, Barack Obama doesn't go, I'm the first mixed president or whatever. He's black, Chris.
I would like us to do that. But I will say this. I mean, he is actually, I mean, he was speaking his different heritages. And I don't have any white relatives that I know. I mean, you know, obviously there's some way back years, decades ago, but I don't know any. And so it's easy for me to discount the white part of me. But if one of your parents is actually white, then, you know, that's a different conversation, you know, because you're not going to necessarily want to deny one of them. So it's you know, I like you said, it's everybody laughs at it and thinks it's funny, but it's an interesting concept that he brought up. But I'd like him just to say he's black. Is he saying that now,
Chris? When he got arrested, and did you remember the Rob G, the police report? Yeah, there was a police report. Guess what they put for a race?
Well, black.
Well, okay.
There was no Cobblin Asian.
Because there's such thing. They didn't go, well, you know, if the light's a certain way or if I look at, dude, no. They didn't put that on the police report. That's how they saw him. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Tiger Woods didn't have the impact on African-Americans in golf. We don't see many more pros than we did before him. What are your thoughts? You surprised by that? You're turning away in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Tiger Woods didn't have the impact we thought as far as getting more African-Americans into the sport of golf. What are your thoughts? Why? Why did that happen? Or not?
All right. Let's try, Chris, let's start here. Eric in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm good, doing well. Appreciate the show, love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, you know, with, what are we, I mean, 17% African-American in the United States.
13%, I wish it was that high, 13%.
Yeah, 12, 13, yeah.
Sure. So, you know, with that low percentage, but we look at the numbers in the NFL or the NBA, and they're, you know, considerably higher percentage in that world. I mean, isn't it possible that we just look at golf as like, you know, almost a correction in that way, where it's not necessarily just financially, you know, impacted, but it's, you know, also maybe just geared athletically or even culturally.
But let me ask you this, though.
Well, certainly there's a cultural aspect.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And even financial in that, I mean, we're only 12, 13% of the population. And then, like we said, you need a certain amount of money. Obviously, there are blacks with a lot of money, but, you know, that's a smaller percentage, too. And so, yeah, I mean, you're talking about a small pool of people overall. Rob, we lost Rob. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm here. All right, sorry about that. Raphael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, bros? How y'all doing?
Good,
yeah, I never thought that it was going to resonate Tiger in the black community as far as going to the links with Eldrick. But my main thing was the financial aspect, the cost of golf, and then golf being a much slower game. And I think that the young brothers, you know, already taking the basketball, football to faster games. And then I also think
I agree. But hold on, Raphael. I hear what you're saying. But none? Like I just can't believe.
Well, we just named three.
Okay.
I mean, they may not be that great.
But I'm just surprised. I am with as great of a player as Tiger. I'm stunned that we don't have.
I hear you.
That's all I'm saying.
I hear you, Rob, but I just think that, you know, the speed of the game, the cost of the game, and the discipline involved as far as the patience, and I just think that those, you know, factored in to a lot of brothers not getting out there. Because Tiger, initially, early in his career, he made inroads to the black community with his Tiger Woods little camps and things like that.
Oh, yeah, they did a lot.
It just didn't resonate. Now, what I do hope is, like, look, Coco's two younger brothers, I hope Pop's golf, you know, put a golf club in one of his younger son's hands, and, you know, you never know. I got my fingers crossed. But I think all in all, the draw of the football man and the hoops is just too strong for the brothers, you know.
Yeah, but everybody can't play football or basketball. I just – no one's looking for
everybody
the numbers to be there.
Everybody can't rap either. A lot of brothers – too many brothers.
Yeah, everybody want to rap, right. I was a rapper during Christmas time at Macy's, but that was about it. No good?
He couldn't even find it.
Tim, Chili Tim in Atlanta.
Corny funny, like I said. Rob.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chili Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Newt?
What up, Newt?
I got two quick points. Well, first of all, before I get to him, that last caller, when he said the discipline and the patience, I thought that was kind of insulting. But anyway.
we don't have discipline and patience, right?
Yeah, I was like, wow, really? But my first point is, even though Tiger did those, you know, they had the camps and things like that, he never personalized it. Like, You know, we've all encountered people who have foundations and things like that. And it's like, you know, even Donald Sterling did this thing, but they were so far removed from it that it just never became personalized with the people you were, you know, giving to or doing things for. And so that's the first thing. The second is a kind of a personal story. There was a young man from my church. He was about 14 years old, and he had asked me to caddy for him. And he was a pretty good golfer, young golfer here in the Atlanta area. And I remember we went to this tournament at his country club here, and he won it, but there were some people that were making, like, little snide comments. And he picked up on it. I was hoping he wouldn't pick up on it. I knew where, you know, they were coming from. I'll be 56 years old, so, you know, I've dealt with a couple of things in my life. But he picked up on it, and it just, it kind of destroyed him. And he just, you know, he never played really again after that. And he just started doing something else. So I think it's a competent. I don't think it's just the financial or the athletic thing. I think there are other things that people don't want to talk about that tie into it as well. So
I think that's a great point, because, you know, maybe a few black kids who were on that level, on that highest level, Rob, at the country clubs, wherever they were golfing, they may have encountered things like
that. Oh, there's
just
no,
like, you know,
there's no doubt. I mean, even with Tiger Woods, you remember when Fuzzy Zeller, when he first started, and they're talking about, oh, they're making fried chicken and collard greens and watermelon in the clubhouse. I mean, that was Tiger Woods, and he had already established himself in college, you know what I mean, and was going to be
even in the pros.
In the pro, right, and was going to be a problem, and they still were making jokes.
Yep. No, that's a great call from Tim, and I think that has at least something to do with it, Rob. I think that's some sort of factor.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and our next guest, I'm going to let Rob introduce these next guests and tell us where they're from. And I see you got a new jacket on.
Can you see?
I see it's a starter jacket that you pasted something on.
Yes. Chris, let's welcome into The Odd Couple.
I know that.
BJ Armstrong, of course, three-time NBA champ.
What's up, BJ?
Yes. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, man. Great to have you on.
And Dave Kenny.
Yo, who Chris, what's up, brother?
That's right, who is a UConn grad, Chris, who played football and ran track at UConn. So you know he's beaming because his school won another national championship.
So you went to UConn, not Southern Connecticut.
Whatever.
Agriculture and tech.
Whatever. And our other partner who is not here is Mo Ways, who was a wide receiver from Michigan, and he played at Cal as well. And basically, in about 5.5-6 weeks, we are launching Sports Rap Radio, the first all-black sports talk radio station in the country. And these are the partners of the guys who have put it together. And Chris, this goes back to BJ and I over the last 3 or 4 years, right, BJ? We met for lunch a few times. We were talking about this. And we launched in Detroit, AM 1270. And the best part, Chris, is that The Odd Couple will be on the station 7 to 10 p.m. We are affiliate with Fox Sports, so we'll be taking The Odd Couple, we'll be taking Up on Game, and we'll be taking Martin and VJ. Those shows will also on in Detroit. But, BJ, tell Chris why you want to get involved in this. We know he's an agent and all that.
Did you lose a bet to Rob or something like that?
Well, I want to get on because Chris would never have me on the show. He wouldn't let me talk. He wouldn't give me the microphone. You know, he's everywhere. So, Rob and we've been literally talking about this for years, and it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to talk sports, talk shop, and just really bring a perspective that, you know, we feel there's a niche. There's a market out here. So I'm really looking forward to it. Back in my hometown, our hometown, Detroit, and what that community means to, you know, people who grew up there. But more importantly, the sports teams up there, you know, now with our Lions going.
Like,
you know,
people that, going crazy, right?
Yeah, for the Lions and the Tigers and the Red Wings and our Pistons, not so much this year, but you know what? It's our team. So, but no, I'm really excited about it, working here and more importantly, just having laughs and hearing you. And we're gonna make sure now that we have a microphone for everyone, because you never would let me have on for all these years, Chris. You wouldn't let me get on.
And BJ's going to have a show. He'll have a show on every day in Detroit, which would be great, from 10 to noon. And Dave is a music guy, of course, obviously an athlete as well. But Dave, just talk about your vision, too, for sports rap and what we're going to do.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's interesting when you talk about how synonymous sports is with the music world, because they really do go hand in hand. You know, when you think about sports, you know, as far as the influence that comes with sports, you know, a lot of times it's the athletes or it's the coaches, but they all train, they work out the music. They have favorite artists that, you know, get them going, that they listen to pregame. You know, the same tunes are in the arena, and they're synonymous with a lot of the great moments in sports. And so when you think about the music world, you know, same thing. You know, a lot of musicians have favorite artists as far as what they think about, like, who's their favorite athlete and what their favorite teams are from their favorite neighborhoods and stuff that a lot of these guys have come from. They all come from the same walk of life a lot of the times. And then also it's a great thing to think about, you know, bringing Motown back. If we're talking about music and the rap component here, rap is kind of a synonymous piece with sports a lot of times in today's day and age. But back in the day, when you look at those athletes that obviously were very influential in their day, you know, Motown and the tunes from there, you know, were synonymous. But, you know,
we already know that. Yeah.
And all of that, you know, Muhammad Ali's and your Jim Browns and all those guys from back in the day. So sports and music, you know, they go hand in hand, and this is a great venture. We're definitely excited. You know, I think we got the right people to push this thing forward.
Dave, and any of you guys can answer this, along those lines, will, because it's sports rap, R-A-P, not W-R-A-P, yep. Rap like hip-hop. So will there be any shows that kind of discuss hip-hop? Or will it just be sports? And if that's the case, if it's just sports, how will you incorporate hip-hop into it more than just, you know, okay, the music coming out of bumps and things like that?
Chris, it will be the music out of bumps and stuff, but we'll have some other people. We'll be more accepting or inviting of having rap musicians and people chiming in or coming on our shows and of talking about stuff that's going on in the community or whatever. Also, at night, we will have a projects is what it's called, but a pod network, Chris, where we will take pods from all over the country, and if people want to chime in, and it could be anything, not just sports. So a podcast network called the Podjects. The Podjects Network.
Like the Projects?
so that's what the podcast...
The Podjects?
The Podjects Network. No, it's not. Stop it. So that'll be a part of it,
that?
Too. You know?
Hey, that had to be BJ.
BJ said, don't put that on me. But the other thing, too, Chris, which is great, is Mo Waze is from Detroit
the
as well.
Is
no, he's from
project.
He's from Detroit as well, and you know, in time he's going to lead this company for us. And he was my intern when he was 18 years old.
Wow.
at WDFN in Detroit, All Sports, the first All Sports radio station. And here he is now, 28. He works at ESPN. He's an account exec over there, Chris, and he's going to, you know, lead us as we go forward. So this is not just about us. This is about long-term. And this is the other thing that we talk about. And, BJ, we want this to be a network in the top 25 markets around the country, not just Detroit. We're starting in Detroit.
Yeah, we see this as a real need and a real opportunity to really give a voice to the sports, and more importantly, to allow people to express themselves from a unique perspective. So, Chris, we're really looking forward to it. I can't wait to get here and work every single day. Now you got to share Rob with us a little bit. You know?
he'll be happy to do that. Anything to get away
and,
from me.
yeah, so we're looking forward to it. We're going to start here in Detroit, but we really want to bring this, you know, here throughout, you know, all the networks throughout America, and really just build a network here where people can share their views and their opinions.
I think it's great, man. And the opportunities that it's creating. You know
and that's the other part, Chris, awesome. And Dave can speak to this. we can open up so many other jobs if we can make this successful in Detroit, because they might want a station in Philly or Denver or somewhere else. And Dave, it's a big pie.
100%. You know, the beautiful thing about this country is that good ideas spread fast, you know, and the beautiful thing about media, if you do it the right way with the right people and have authenticity, is really what our theme is. We really want to make sure that we're moving authentically and factually, you know, and those are the two things that we're really placing the biggest piece of emphasis on. And a lot of times, you know, when people see that things are authentic and things are true, they can rally around it, you know. So we're just building it, and we're betting that the country's gonna come.
That's great. I love it, man. Great idea. And I will be tuning in. Now, when you're outside Detroit, will it be a podcast?
No, you'll actually be able to hear it, Chris, on the Odyssey app, the app, okay. And also we'll be streaming. And there are other opportunities where we might be simulcasting some of our local shows on television as well. So it's a lot of moving parts and a lot of stuff to get done. So May 16th is our launch date, not too far from now. And then the best part is when the radio day is done in Detroit locally, the Odd Couple is 7 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we'll have a home in Detroit, which we don't have right now. So that's great for our show.
All right. Well, BJ and Dave, man, thanks for joining us, brothers.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Chris.
Appreciate you, Chris.
All right, y'all. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, the good news, the Milwaukee Bucks, 104, the Boston Celtics, 91. That's the final. The bad news.
I was going to say, you should have started with the bad news.
Yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo goes down in the third quarter. It's reportedly a calf strain.
We did see him walking. Chris, he walked his way out of the arena.
Yeah, a little limp, but he was able to put weight on it. So it doesn't look like, a lot of people are speculating Achilles on Twitter, but it's not looking like
That wouldn't be an Achilles, right? He wouldn't be walking.
I mean, a calf strain, obviously not as serious as an Achilles, thankfully. But the timing, you know what I mean, with the fact that we're, the last week of the regular season – hope, you know, I don't know what the timetable is at this point, what they're saying, but that could be problematic. Remember, Rob, last year when they got beat in the playoffs, Giannis was out for a couple of games.
Yeah.
So if he misses some of the first round, and we're clearly speculating, that could be problematic for the Bucks.
Could be. And an MRI is scheduled, but, you know, you just hate to see. I just can't get over the injuries, like how often guys get hurt nowadays. And I just and maybe they used to get hurt, Chris, and I just don't remember it. But, you know, the one thing we talked about before is when we actually covered, you know, as beat writers and we were covering games, we never went to the arena saying, you know, is B.J. Armstrong playing tonight? You know, like, that was never, like, in the conversation or your thought process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think this is – I think we're talking more about
No. I'm just saying – I'm just saying the injury factor, guys get hurt a lot more, or at least it seems to me.
Well, and he has been dealing – Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong. He's been dealing with a calf injury kind of here and there for about a month. Is that correct?
And they had video popping up after – this injury happened, and they were showing him in a pregame from March 4th where he couldn't even bend to do a free throw attempt without clutching at his right calf.
Yeah, yeah.
So this has been ongoing for a while.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, look, calf injuries is nothing to play around with. And, you know, you just hope that this isn't, you know, something that's going to limit him in the playoffs. That's really all you can hope for, because if that's the case, Rob, then, you know, it's just going to be another. I mean, it's unfortunate for the NBA in general.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Such a great player.
You just want to see guys at their best. Yeah, Chris, that's all. You don't. You feel like you're getting cheated when those guys don't get to play and they're not healthy. That's all. And we get injuries are a part of the game. There are going to be some injuries, but you just hate to see the big guys have to go down.
And, Rob, remember last year, so he did miss – two of their five games against Miami in the first round. And remember, Miami was an 8 seed. All right. So Giannis plays in the first game. They lose.
But then they won 10 minutes. Didn't they win the two games?
Then they won. No, they only won one game.
Okay.
They won five. But they lost. He got hurt in the first game. He only played like 10 minutes. The second game, without him, they won. And then they lost the next game. So they're down 2-1. And then he came back, and they lost games 4 and 5, even with him. And he wasn't limited, was able to play 38 and 42 minutes in those two games. So, but yeah, man, it's just tough. And all you can do is hope for the best and pray for the best. And we'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, and it started out as such a great night for the Bucks, Rob. They moved Patrick Beverley into the starting lineup. He responds with 20 points and 10 rebounds, believe it or not. And they blow out the Celtics, but obviously all of that is secondary, to say the least,
and Chris,
to Giannis' health. And it was non-contact, Rob, and those are scary.
Yeah. Doc Rivers at the post-game press conference said they will check on the MRI, will be both calf and Achilles, Chris, so both. So they're going to check both. So,
man,
he must feel some other pain or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But I tell you what, man, I don't even want to speculate right now that he might be out, but terrible.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. It's just really unfortunate when a top player in the league like that goes down. And, Rob, like, to your point, it's happened, you know, a lot of times the finals, even back in the day, there were guys injured in the finals. And injuries.
Oh, yeah. It's a part of the game. It just seems more prevalent. Because
the load management, certainly.
Yeah, maybe that's probably why, because they're always saying that they got something wrong with them. And so you always add that to the bucket, right? Oh, now this, now that.
And Joel Embiid is back, and the Sixers won tonight again. But as he's back, who knows what's going to happen with Giannis. And then Rob, Anthony Davis is out for the Lakers tonight in a huge game.
That's a huge game.
Yeah, because if the Warriors win, then in the loss column, they're tied with the Lakers, meaning that the Warriors would actually control their destiny if they win tonight. They'd have the tiebreaker over the Lakers, and if they won out or finished with the same record as the Lakers, they would be the ninth seed and host the Lakers if that's the matchup in the first play-in. So, big game tonight. All right, with the Odd Couple, we out. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.